WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are too.
And it is awesome.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can live, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
I ram my head into a brick wall, and I'll swing it till it breaks. If this is when the rain falls,
I'm dragging you down with me.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on WildTalkRadio.com, RockRadioShow.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. It is our affiliate anniversary on Twitch, and what a better way to celebrate our affiliate anniversary than by using your free sub here. So if you want to click that little purple button down at the bottom of the screen and, you know, subscribe for free, that would be great. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
Hi, we're here. We're live. It's a Thursday night. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rock Radio Show, at Lens Ward. Come to WildTalkRadio.com, RockRadioShow.com, or twitch.tv/WTRLive to interact with us live tonight. It is stream anniversary, affiliate anniversary, whatever you want to, however you want to describe it. It's a thing. Thank you, Twitch.
Sub. Just sub.
Whatever it is. We're here. It's a Thursday. We're going old school tonight. Talking we NXT.
We're going to do stand and deliver. Pick 'em, y'all.
That is live this Saturday, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, with an hour pre-show, with the match on the pre-show, streaming live on YouTube.
Woohoo, free wrestling. Let's go.
That is what you actually call free wrestling.
Real free wrestling, guys.
For
a bargain basement price of your internet.
For a bargain price of your internet or whatever, unless you're leeching off someone else's internet, then.
Good for you.
It's free. Get on the free Wi-Fi, and then boom, free wrestling. Anywho, shall we get into the news presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211?
Let's do it. So the big news coming out this week is, has to do with WrestleMania, because that's the biggest thing that is headed. our way in just 2 weeks. And John Cena announced, and this was actually kind of controversial. People sort of got their panties in the bunch about this. John Cena announced that he is going to be the host of this year's WrestleMania.
So, can you explain to me why people were upset?
Because when John Cena said he was going to retire, people thought that meant he was never coming back. That he was just going to leave and never return. That he would just be a myth, a ghost, invisible, if you will.
So
truly invisible.
They're mad that he's coming back for WrestleMania.
Yes, they are.
So how many interviews did John Cena do on his retirement tour saying he would be back in some capacity with WWE?
Enough. Did he I also think in said... every single one he said it in some variety.
He also said that he signed a new contract with WWE to be basically an ambassador for the company.
And, yep, he sure did.
And come up with some other role that he's working on coming up with to help the company.
Mm-hmm.
He also said a billion times that if next time you see him on WWE TV, he probably won't be wearing jorts. Whether that happens at WrestleMania or not, I expect to see John Cena in a suit and tie as the host of WrestleMania.
I don't expect a suit and a tie. I expect regular clothes.
But no,
that's, I think he's going to do like the happy medium.
No, that's Cena's regular clothes. He goes out and does media is suit and tie. That's him.
I know that's him, but perhaps he has something else in his closet.
Well, based on every other public appearance he does, it's a black t-shirt and cargo shorts.
I mean, that would work. He could do jeans.
He could.
Like a black t-shirt and jeans would be entirely appropriate. Actually, it would be probably one of his shirts in jeans. Like, that would be a happy medium for everybody. Because I think they're going to have him still be John Cena in some capacity. He's just not going to wear the jorts anymore.
John Cena will not be physical at WrestleMania.
No, he's done. He's so done.
One, he's filming a movie, so no physicality. Mm-hmm. Two, he retired. No physicality. So people, and three, they've been working on this. They had this deal in place since February.
Yeah.
So people who were so happy for John Cena now decide have gone. Have they've done a heel turn on him now because he's decided to come back to host a show this year and probably next year and probably the year after that and so on and so forth. He'll be involved in WrestleManias.
Oh my God! So Taker can be the Hall of Fame guy and Cena can be the host guy.
Undertaker should totally host the Hall of Fame. He should at least open the show by driving his motorcycle onto the stage.
I mean, nobody would complain about that. Well, some people might complain about that.
I've been feeling there's a bunch of people.
He should do the opening monologue. Like, he should, like, do the opening.
Oh, so do you
whatever.
Do you remember the Slammy Awards?
Yes.
Like, the original. Not the WWE.
Yes.
The original.
Yes, the original.
In the 90s, Todd Pettengill was the host.
Yes,
where he did stupid routines to start the. It was 2 years. He did stupid routines where he did a song and dance routine basically without the dancing part of it. But that was the best. Like simply that was the best. I wish I had the audio because it's some of the best quality audio of all.
Yeah,
time.
It's awesome. I don't think you're going to get Taker to sing and dance. I don't think we should get Taker to sing and dance. Like I'm pretty sure that would be disastrous. On a lot of levels.
For who though?
I think everyone.
So to explain this to Ash, Undertaker, either person could also host the Hall of Fame. No, only the Undertaker, because Undertaker's role has been in the last 2 years, he's been the guy to kind of surprise people who go, hey, you.
Mm-hmm.
Are headed to the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
That's why we're talking about
and
him.
And it's not one person either. It's like pretty much everybody, or at least the big names.
Yeah, it was he did it for Hunter, he did it for Steph, he did it for AJ. He called the Demolition too, didn't he? I believe.
I think he did. Yeah, I think he called Demolition. Yeah, I think that's what he does now. I think that's how he earns his bread now. Is he's just the Hall of Fame guy, and he just calls people for the Hall of Fame. And that's it. That's the thing. So, like, it's fine. But, I mean, if you're going to make him the Hall of Fame guy, make him the Hall of Fame guy and, like, actually have him host the show. I think he would be down. Like, he's getting lots of practice with his podcast. So, I mean, you know, he should be good.
Oh, he totally should be good.
But we could get, but that's the thing. And you know what? You know what would be even better? Is you could have, like, Taker and Cena, when it's the Hall of Fame time, they do a cute little, like, stand-up back and forth, maybe a little comedy between the two as they're, like, introducing the Hall of Fame inductees. You know, it's like, it's a cute little thing. It would work.
It would work. I mean, I don't disagree. It would work. No, it would. Well, we were talking about the show itself, but Undertaker's been doing a thing. Kane's busy being a mayor. He's not going to host the thing. Anyway, but yeah, it would be cool. I think Cena's doing Taker's podcast that week too, I think is a thing.
Probably, yeah.
I believe I read that somewhere on the internet, so.
Well, yeah, because Taker's going to interview everybody probably that week. They'll get all the content, and he'll interview. He's already done AJ, but he might do AJ again. Because he got AJ, like, right after he retired. And
yeah, they just did one, yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, they'll probably get Cena, and they'll get, he's had Steph on, too. Or did he, no, he did Steph's show.
He may have done Steph's show, yeah.
I don't know if she's returned the favor, but they'll get everybody from the Hall of Fame or anybody that wants to do it in the Hall of Fame on the show, and then they'll put it out, like, the week of WrestleMania or coming out of WrestleMania. So that'll be that. But yeah, like you could totally have Taker host the Hall of Fame.
You could. It could be a thing. But I don't think it's gonna happen though. It'd be great if it did. It'd be great.
Sadly no.
But here we are. Alright, I stalled. I've been stalling because I've been looking for it. I think I found it. So
you think you found it? Whatever we're looking for?
Whatever I was looking for, yes. I think we found it. I think this works. Hopefully. No, it's not going to work here. Hold, chat. Hold.
Holding.
Hold.
Holding.
This is what
ladies and gentlemen, your host, Todd Pattengill.
Superstars with their big muscles and their fancy cars. And here tonight we're going to hand out Swammies. It beats the Grammys. We're live on USA. Steps in the ring, Sean is. With his earrings and hair and his song underwear, Sean is. Such a stud, such a hunk. I said hunk, not hunk. Sean is. He's totally from Cali, a condo in the valley. He should be on Sally. He's gold dust, totally. He once thrown into forum and said the boys adore him. He's gold dust, totally. He walks among the living, though he really is quite dead. And here's two words his manager, Paul Bearers, never said. I'm a fool when darkness falls and lightning flashes. Oh, it's a total scare. Better bring a fresh change of underwear. It's a nightmare when the purple hand of death reaches for your hair. The warrior is back. Tell me, will you blow your stack? Hey, warrior! Hey, warrior! I'm like your biggest fan, but how much did it cost McMahon? Hey, warrior!
Wait a minute.
Hey, warrior! Oh, Sonny, my dear.
Uh-oh.
Skip and Zip are here.
Wow.
We can plainly see those are double D. Sonny and her bees. Big Daddy don't need no friendship.
Uh-oh.
Don't need no one at all. And if you want Diesel to respect you, well, buy a black glove at the mall. Yokozuna, Yokozuna. Federation's big kahuna, never missed a day. dog eating winner. Here's the story of a man named Bret Hart. He's the only man man enough to wear pink. He's been in something like 5 million matches. I got that from the face. Okay. I'm Ed Johnson, Jake the Snake. Horowitz, you take the cake. Hunter Hearst, Helmsley, and Savio, you shake and bake. Backlund crawling on his knees. Duke is tossing out the sleeves. Jerry Lawler, he just came down with mad cow disease.
What?
Well, this is a tale about Tim Cornette, the polyester king. With Owen Vayner and the dog, it's a not-so-nice thing.
They screamed and yelled in Los Angeles. I heard them from afar.
Cause Cornette would only rent a mid-sized rent-a-car.
Oh.
We love the superstars. WWF superstars.
So come on, let's start the show and fire up the burner. Will you, Ted Turner? It's time to start the show. The Clammy Show.
We need more of that in our lives.
I'm pretty sure that would get you sued today, but yes, I agree. We need more of that.
But you don't use, you know, actual music. Well, we need more like that kind of comedy with the Hall of Fame and the Slammies. We need that back.
I don't disagree.
Anyway, back to the point. Don't be mad at Cena's back. Cena's always going to be back. Cena ain't going nowhere. You'll always be able to see him.
Dang. Whether you want to or not. So deal with it. I'm kidding.
Also, that was 30 years old. Anyway, moving on.
God damn it. Stop bringing up how old we are. Jesus.
I was 96. Ah, that's so old. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on, he says. WWE 2K26 has made ringside pass changes.
Have you heard about trying to please, backtracking and trying to please everybody? Because that's what WWE 2K26 did. Y'all can't learn how to play the video game. Well, now you don't have to play the video game as much, and they learn from their mistake. With WrestleMania fast approaching, we reminisce about the superstars, legends, and iconic moments of the past that established WrestleMania as the greatest spectacle in sports entertainment. To help players relive some of the legendary matches and create WrestleMania moments of their own in WWE 2K26, we're offering the following opportunity to catch up on the Ringside Pass Season 2 as Ringside Season Pass 2 launches on April 15th. Starting today, which was 2 days ago, all current and future players will be granted enough Ringside XP for Ringside Season Pass 1 to unlock 20 tiers. There are 40 in total. Allow 24 hours to get all your XP. After all players who installed, linked the 2K account, and played the game prior to April 14th, 2026, we'll also receive enough XP for 20 levels in Season 2 when it launches on the 15th. Required ring XP per tier will be reduced to 800 to 625 for Season 2, and required XP per tier will not increase for future seasons. The value of consumable ringside XP boosts will also be increased. Starting with Season 2, all 4 DLC characters in future ringside premium seasons will be available in Tier 1 and automatically available to unlock in ringside pass menu for premium pass players who those respective season launches. And then they best made a bunch of different other changes. I bet the game runs like ass on the Switch 1. It's not available for the Switch 1. It is available for the Switch 2. And if you'd like to catch our review, go check out the archives at RackRadioShow.com or wherever you get your podcast to search the Rack Radio Show, and you can hear our full review on WWE 2K26. Quite the game. Also, check the archives here at twitch.tv/WTLive where we played some of the game. And then coming up on what's the date? 17th. We will be playing more WWE 2K26 live on stream on the 17th of April as we cover WrestleMania. Ding. But yes, for everyone who complained about being too hard to get your XP or that you need one of your people early, level 1 has all your people now, starting the next pass on April 15th. Y'all got what you wanted. Now continue to play the game.
I mean, good on 2K for doing that, even though it's people's own fault, really, for doing that. But, like, I guess them making good is what's great in the end.
They made good because a lot of people were upset about it. And if, because the large majority of people were upset that they thought they were lied to, they have to make up to them. They were never lied to. They told you up front what everything was going to be. But people don't like change. So they're honoring people who don't like change. I will say this. the 2 days prior, I was grinding over the weekend XP tiers, only to learn on Monday or Tuesday, whatever it was, hey, your thing is finished. No, they're not unlocking characters. It's you still have to buy the battle pass. You still have to earn the XP. But the characters, the DLC characters, will be up front and everything else will be in the other tiers that you still have to earn. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on, we all say. WWE to honor Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant's WrestleMania 3 match with an Immortal Moment Award at the 2026 Hall of Fame ceremony.
Cool. I mean, last year they did Bret and Austin. This year they're doing Hogan and Andre. It works.
Woo. It works. It's fine.
It's their new deal. Every year there's going to be a match. So this is the match. And this is everyone. It was not the one we picked on the Sunday, but this was one of the top matches in WrestleMania history. So deserves to be on the list and in the Hall of Fame.
Definitely. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Saturday night's main event is to take place on July 17th from Madison Square Garden.
Yep. Cool. This will be the first time. This will be the first time Saturday Night's Main Event is live from Madison Square Garden. The last time they were there was back in 2007, but it was a taped episode.
Ah, and they just had Raw there.
Yeah, and that's when they announced it. Yeah, on Monday
this week.
Yep.
So you know, go get your tickets. They're coming soon. I think maybe
they should be available soon. Probably, yeah,
soonish. I saw this today, and I thought of how differently a lot of things could have gone to lead to this moment, and I'm so happy they didn't, because I'm thrilled that they have him here to do this. Coming on April 13th on Peacock, The Heartbreak Kid Becoming Shawn Michaels will premiere.
So they put out a trailer. It was cool. It goes, they're gonna tell his wrestling story, and then they're gonna talk to, I guess, his current role in WWE and how he's like a mentor to all the kids and stuff. So yeah, look pretty cool. I'm looking forward to watching it.
But just like, I know they're not going to tell his actual like life story, although they may throw a little bit in there,
which they have in the past. There's many documentaries about it that have been really good.
Yeah, there were. They've been very upfront about who he was and who he's become. But this, I like this, that they're going to tell the story. The trailer looked really good. The team that they have, I think, running behind it are the same people that do like Unreal and some of the other stuff. So it should be really well made.
Yeah, and it continues their relationship with Peacock, so that works.
Let's continue the relationship. Yeah. Moving on to AEW. Lady Frost's contract has ended, and she has signed with MLW.
Yeah, she wasn't even a free agent for 12 hours. She got a new contract with MLW. So congrats to her.
Congrats to her. I love that for her. Way to go. Get that back, girl.
So now, Chet, this is Lindsay's favorite story of the night.
I'm free. They can't torment me anymore. At least not for a year. The Learning Tree has returned. Chris Jericho has made his prodigal comeback to AEW, and he has declared he is back. He's not going anywhere. Yes. Stay there.
He is going to be there for a while. He may have signed a new contract even. But Chris Jericho is home. He's back in with AEW for now. I assume he had talks with both WWE and AEW. From what I've gathered, WWE wanted to do the retirement tour and he wasn't ready to do said retirement tour, supposedly. And the Learning Tree, the Painmaker, whatever other nicknames he has, will be sticking in AEW. The last time he was in AEW, this was about almost a year ago, fans were chanting, "Please retire." They brought him back in Winnipeg, his one of his hometowns. So they cheered him. Let's see what happens when they leave Canada in a couple weeks, when they're still cheering Chris Jericho, because the WWE fan base wanted him back. I don't know if the AEW one is it, but we're going to find out if they do or don't, and how hypocritical the AEW audience is if they start cheering him again after wanting him to retire a year ago. Also, I have no idea what he's going to do in AEW. He's done everything.
He's going to be the man? I don't know.
He's back. I don't know. He's back to do something, which we'll find out next week on Dynamite. So there's that.
Go nuts, Chris. Go nuts. Do your thing.
So we take a break.
So when we come back, we are going to be talking all about NXT Stand and Deliver, where we're going to be making our picks for the show. So you'll listen to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. Hop up in my truck and I whip like this. And now they know I'm up cause my wrist like this. No, I can't get enough cause I'm sick like this, yeah.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR Live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. I mean Prime Gaming. Or maybe it's just Prime. It's the easiest way to support us for free.
This just into the CB Radio News Desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheep. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw post show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Did you know you can use support a creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. That's a hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio. Burn it down.
Back out in the middle of the line. And now back down with the feeling, and I can lie. You know it won't be long until the end. Let the spotlight shine on me again.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. Okay. If you're listening to us over on RockRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button at the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, we are going old school for our stream anniversary, affiliate anniversary, whatever, because we're going to be talking about NXT.
NXT Stand Deliver Live. It will take place live this Saturday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central. Check your local listings for time availability in your area, live on the YouTubes in the United States and Netflix internationally. So go watch the show. We will be watching and we'll be reviewing NXT Stand Deliver next Thursday night, right here on the show, thus doing a mini preview pick'em segment here tonight. So Let's talk about this show.
Okay, let's talk about it.
We got, what, 7 total matches?
Mm-hmm. A perfectly respectable card.
I mean, for their biggest show of the year, they're going all out. They got a pre-show match.
Mm-hmm.
Which features Hank and Tink, Silo Hill, EK Prosper, which was Eli Knight originally. They just changed his name, so there's no confusion with L.A. Knight.
Yeah.
You know, the guy who showed up on iShow Speedstream to hype up their upcoming match that's coming up in a few weeks at WrestleMania. And Ren Sinclair taking on Birthright, which is Lexus King, Channing Stacks, Lorenzo, Charlie Dempsey, Uriah Connors, and Ariana Grace. It is a 10-person mixed tag team matchup. So for those who do know who Birthright is, well, they're all kind of, you know, generational talents. Guess who's back on the scene leading the charge for Birthright?
Who?
Mr. William Regal and Fit Finlay. Back on television. Kind of getting the boys and girls in shape for this one. It's always good to see William Regal back on TV, and I assume him and Fit Finlay will be involved this Saturday on the Stand Deliver pre-show. Since they're trying to build this group up, I would assume Birthright comes out on top.
I would second that. It just seems like they are trying to do something with Birthright. So yeah, I will go Birthright as well. No offense to Hank and Tank.
So this is where you ask the 8-ball, who they choose.
8-ball? I get to do the 8-ball? Oh boy. 8-ball? The Nepo Babies?
Ask again later so we'll spin.
Wrestler 2.
Which would be Birthright.
Okay. 8-ball? The non-Nepo Babies? Maybe it's confused.
Maybe it is because it said concentrate and ask again. So, ask
8-ball?
Again.
8-ball? Hank and Tank?
It says...
Ask again later.
You hit the button when I ask the question.
Okay.
8-ball. Birthright. Outlook not so good. So Team Hank and Tank for the win. Alright. Up next, the tag team titles are online. It is the Vanity Project taking on Los Americanos. Los Americanos were injury replacements in the tournament they just held for the last couple weeks on television, and they came out on top of that tournament. Vanity Project, brand new up-and-coming tag team in NXT. They're kind of very young dudes. I believe they got their start on either Evolve. I believe it was Evolve that they came from. Yeah, it was Evolve. So they're built up on there, and they made their way to NXT in the last couple months. They're like preppy kind of dudes. They were hanging out with Ethan Page for a little while. He got them a tag team title match, and they became champions, defeating Dark State. So, yeah, NXT crowd really loves some Los Americanos. Just gonna put that out there. A lot of people do. Their act is good because it's fun. Lindsay does not like all the Americanos, but that's beside the point.
No.
Seeing as Los Americanos are not an NXT tag team on the regular, even though they are a former tag team in NXT under different names. Who are you going with?
I think I have to go with the Americanos here. They've got something going with them, and plus they're going to have fake Grande with them, so anything could happen. I don't know. I'm going with the Americanos.
I'm going to go Vanity Project because I think original El Grande shows up and costs Los Americanos.
Okay.
And because Los Americanos aren't a real NXT tag team. So you might want to keep the belts on the NXT guys. But they could surprise us. We'll see. What does the 8-Ball say?
8-Ball. Let's see. Vanity Project? Very doubtful.
So going Los Americanos with that one. We'll...
Wrestler 2.
Wrestler 2 for that one.
Wrestler 2 is the Americanos.
All right. Up next...
we have Miles Bourne taking on Johnny Gargano.
So guess who woke up from his slumber?
Mr. NXT is back.
Johnny Wrestling is kind of back, y'all. Or at least he thinks he's back, or will try to be back. So yeah, he got pushed into the match a couple weeks ago by his wife, and he wound up winning and falling over and becoming number one contender. And now he's here. He did a good promo on TV this past week saying he needs this match more than, you know, people think. Miles Bourne been really good since winning the belt. He had a really good year last year and is kind of coming into his own this year. It was a really good promo. He kind of saw signs of the old Johnny in that one. He doesn't know what happens to him if he loses. So that's always a sign of, what are you doing with the character there? Mm-hmm. Honestly, I wouldn't mind him going back to NXT for a run. Just to find himself again. Mainly because he doesn't have much on SmackDown at the moment because his boy left him. And he's kind of just been depressed, slumbered over for the past 3 months. But I don't think he wins the title here. I'm going Miles Bourne retain.
I think you can use this as a good way to push the Johnny Gargano character. Because he doesn't know what's going to happen. And that's the whole, like, sort of question is what will Johnny do? Basically, so I'm curious to see how they will proceed on that. So yeah, I'll go Miles Bourne too.
So this is where we ask the question to the 8-Ball.
8-Ball, Johnny? Nope.
Wheel.
Wrestler 1.
Wrestler 1.
Miles.
All right. Yep, next.
Congratulations, Johnny and Gargano.
Congrats to Johnny for being Johnny Wrestling one more time.
JC Jane, your NXT Women's Champion, is taking on Kendall Gray and Lola Vice after a bit of a controversy where Kendall and Lola both tied in their qualifying match to get to Stand and Deliver. And, well, Sean, being the equitable man that he is, put them both in the show.
Yeah, they came out with the ruling. After talking with Shawn Michaels, Robert Stone made it official. By the way, Robert Stone doing a great job. As NXT general manager, he's kind of found himself, which is weird.
It's a good place for him.
Weird. 15 years ago, he was Robbie E, and now he's Robert Stone, general manager of NXT. It's wild.
He's very classy.
Very classy now. This should be a really good match. Kendall Gray is really good. Lola Vice is really good. JC Jane is really good. They should have a great triple threat match. JC Jane's time, I think, is up. I think we've run the course. I think her call-up should be coming. I think drop the belt, come up to the main roster. Might be a good after WrestleMania thing for her. I think she's done everything she can. I think Kendall Gray's time is here. I think they're ready to drop the rocket on her. She's really good in the ring. Very young, very athletic. She's my pick to win. What about you?
I'm going to have to agree on JC. Like, I don't foresee a future, basically, where she's going to stay in NXT much longer. Because in truth, they shouldn't keep her down there much longer, right? Like, because to your point, she's done everything. She's literally done everything. She's been down there for what? Years at this point. At least 5 years, it feels like.
Yeah.
She came in as part of the original Fatal Attraction. And then when all the hubbub happened with Mandy Rose, JC stuck around and she's sort of been keeping that gimmick alive in varying iterations of it. And they finally put the title on her. They've pushed her. She's done a wonderful job with it. But like, there's nothing left for her down there. And it's, you either need to bring her up or you, and I hate saying this, but you either need to bring her up or you need to let her go because you're, at this point, she's being wasted.
I would say they bring, Yes, you bring the whole group up. She works better as a leader of a group. She needs a partner, at least. She needs one.
Yeah.
Because you could fit her. She should go to SmackDown and be Rhea's first challenger, maybe. Because I think you could run that, maybe. But I would put her to SmackDown and let her give her legs to grow and become a top star and have her girls run interference and kind of do the deal for her, be the heaters.
Yeah, because you sort of need the girl faction. You don't really have it right now.
You don't. And again, her treat the act like you treated in NXT and they'll be perfectly fine. That's my best answer. But yeah, I'm going Kendall. Who are you going with?
I'll go with Lola.
Okay. 8-ball.
8-ball. Kendall. Don't count on it. I might get a wrestler 3, guys.
Wrestler 2.
Aw, damn it.
Kendall Gray for the wheel.
8-ball. JC?
Outlook not so good.
So Kendall Gray.
No, we gotta make sure. Kendall Gray? 8-ball?
He's being sure tonight, huh? Kendall Gray?
Okay. Constant.
See? This is what you get. This is what you get.
8-ball. JC Jane.
I just asked that. It said no.
Keep going back to it. JC Jane.
It is certain. He just altered the... He just skewed it, chat. He's cheating.
No, I didn't. Because it wasn't picking anybody. We had to go back around. All right. Next match.
Up next, we have Sol Ruka versus Zarya. The decimation of a friendship or tag team ship or something. Whatever you want to call it.
Long time coming. It's a match that needs to happen. Story-wise, Sol Ruka should win. But because I think she's going up, Sol's definitely going up, and I think she's going to Raw. Mm-hmm. If Zarya's staying down, she should go over. Because if a loss, you have to rebuild her a little bit.
Yeah.
But I feel like... And heal, eating, baby... I think Sol wins. My brain logically says Zarya should win, but I'm picking Sol.
I think I'm going to have Zarya win just because that tidies up that feud, finishes that out. Sol puts her over on her way out, and then you send Sol up to the main roster because one loss is not going to destroy Sol. So I'm going to say Zarya.
All right, that's 8-ball.
8-ball? Sol? Very doubtful.
Will?
Wrestler 1.
Wrestler Sol. 1.
Which is Sol Ruka.
Okay. Up next, we have Tatum Paxley defending her title, the North American Women's Championship, against Blake Monroe.
So, as everyone knows, Blake Monroe lost this belt in an interesting fashion to Thea Hale at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. And she's never gotten her rematch. She was supposed to get it, and... a brawl happened and she never got her rightful rematch. This is her baby. She wants it back. She appeared a couple weeks ago after Tatum retained the title out from underneath the stage, taking ownership of the championship, taking back her belt. This could be really good. Blake really works well in these PLE pay-per-view type environment. Story-wise, Blake should get it back if the idea is to keep her down. I'm torn on this one. But it never goes well for Shell. Yeah, that too. But I'm also like torn. Is Blake staying down or is she coming up? I don't know if she's coming up yet. I think she's staying down a little bit longer. Because I don't know. Because if we're bringing JC and Sol up, I don't know if you can bring Blake up too. I think that's a little too much of trying to introduce new characters that quick.
I think you could keep Blake down a little bit longer and save her for like SummerSlam.
Yeah, right, you could, because it's a little too rushed to get her up if they bring up JC Jane. If they're not bringing up JC and keeping her down, then you're bringing up Blake, and there's an easy fit. But I think JC comes up first, and I think Sol's coming up. So trying to introduce Blake with what you have going on, I think you wait a little bit, and you put the belt back on her here. So I'm going Blake wins the belt back.
Yeah, I think they have plans for Tatum. So I'm going to say Blake gets it back here. You have her carry the title and we go from there.
Also, Tatum's not another one I wouldn't be surprised gets called up too.
Yeah, I think she's going to go up. Because she's another one that's like been up and down and she's been in NXT forever and it's time.
But she fits a role they need. They need a middle of the card female wrestler to kind of work some matches.
Yeah.
All right, ask the 8-ball.
8-ball. Blake? Nope.
Wrestler 1.
Tatum.
Okay. All righty.
It depends if they're trying to keep the tag division strong and build up women's mid-card division. Yeah, it does. But then again, that's why Fatal with JC would be great. And bringing up Tatum would be great. It would fill some roles because you need some fresh matches in the division. And yeah, you need fresh women in the division.
Yeah, it's time.
It's time. And that's as far as I want to go with that one. All right, next.
Up next, your main event of the show. Tony D'Angelo, Ethan Page, and Ricky Saints are about to say his name and make him appear. Because Joe Hendry, your NXT champion, is defending his title. He's not going to appear. Okay.
Say his name and he appears. I believe in Joe Hendry.
It was all the way at the bottom of the reward, so I had to go find it.
Go check it out. This one had a controversy as well, I believe, because this was also one that they had some shenanigans deciding the contenders.
Yeah, because Ethan and Ricky both won a shot. So did Tony D. And, well, they couldn't figure out who, and now it's a four-way. So that's where we stand for Stand and Deliver. They've been pushing Tony D really hard. Mm-hmm. He's come back with a new look. He's come back for revenge. When the hair comes down, he's a monster. He's ready to destroy people. So what you want. Joe Hendry is great for it to be the guy, the face of the brand as the champion.
Oh, yeah.
But I think to cap off the story, Tony D needs the belt to finish his redemption return. I think you take the belt off of Joe Hendry here. He doesn't have to be pinned. You can pin either Ricky or Ethan, which keeps Joe Hendry looking strong and a viable contender for his belt again. Ricky just had the belt. Ethan was the forever North American champion. You can run it back with Ethan at some point as the top contender for the belt. But I think here you go with Tony D to cap off his story.
I'm going to have to second that. I think they've done a wonderful job with Joe Hendry and getting him over. And a lot of that has to do with him. But in terms of building him into a very credible champion, I think Joe Hendry has done his time. He will probably be champion again, but they have a very clear interest in doing something with Tony D. And so they're trying everything in their power to make that one happen. So yeah, I'm going to second Rock and say Tony D probably wins.
Eight ball.
Joe Hendry. Better not tell you. 8-ball, why are you being difficult tonight? Stop it. Bad 8-ball.
Wrestler 2.
Ricky Saints.
I didn't get any Wrestler 3s tonight. I'm disappointed.
Or okay. Wrestler 4 on that one.
Or Wrestler 4. God damn it. 8-ball, Ricky Saints. 8-ball, answer me. Ethan Page. It is certain. Yay, we finally got one.
That's Stand and Deliver, which will be live this Saturday, 7 Eastern. YouTube in the United States, international on Netflix.
Exciting stuff, but that does it for us, so you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Blind Rankings return to CB Radio this Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday, it's Build a WrestleMania 2 at 10 p.m. Eastern on Wrestle Talk Radio. Monday night's Raw Post Show. We'll be live when Raw ends to talk all about it, and then we'll be back next Thursday night. 10 p.m. Eastern to review NXT Stand and Deliver St. Louis. It's Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms. Wherever you get your podcast, just search the Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com. It's Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming. It's not Twitch Prime. It's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. You can use credit code Rock and Sock. Or
Lin's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store, where you buy all your Looney Tunes and Game of Thrones and Super Meat Boys and whatever else they're cooking. Probably a bunch of Marvel this weekend. And totally. Skibbity Toilet. Because we are
#EpicPartners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at LynnsWard, LNSWRD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/LynnsWard. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@symbolLynnsWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, LynnsWard0. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, MBGFilms, youtube.com/MBG1211. Go like, subscribe, and tell him we said hi. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will see you next week. And hopefully we get our 8 ball in line before then. Till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.